What about Manusati? Silanusati? And so far. And the last one is Upasamanusati, about Nibbana or calmness of that degree. Impossible for them. We have to talk about one by one. Maranasati, all right. Asupa and Kasina, death.
About the Nibbana one, the Nibbana.
No understanding of calmness of Nibbana.
This one only Aryans.
Not even Aryan, but those who understand the difference between the Sankhara Dhamma and Vi-Sankhara Dhamma can see the difference. What about not being born again, no sufferings at all, no sin which will bring more and more attachment and karma and kilesa? Thinking about no more seeing with panya, not blind. No more seeing, no more attachment, no more story about what is seen. Is it not calm? Until no, not everything does not arise at all. No arising of anything. Just no arising, see? That's why the arising is dukkha. Is it calm at that moment?
Well, it would be.
The
but if I think of...
It's not developed yet, yeah. But it's there.
So
to
we
be
can...
accumulated on and on until it's clear.
Even beginning to understand in theory how calm it is to reflect like this is it. When one begins to understand how seeing and hearing now is nothing but trouble and
trouble caused by seeing, hearing and so on,
caused by the attachment and ignorance that follows immediately,
which cause many
all the problems,
many gilesa
and all the problems in life. Without ignorance and attachment following seeing and hearing now, no dukkha. But because of the attachment, as soon as there's seeing, as soon as there's hearing, so one begins to appreciate that seeing and hearing now is so unsatisfactory, so useless, because it's just followed by attachment on and on and on. Wanting this, wanting that, clinging to more seeing, clinging to particular sights, to particular sounds. We think it's wonderful to see and hear, but actually it's dukkha, because whatever is seen, whatever is heard, falls away instantly. So there's clinging all day to what falls away, in grief when it isn't how we'd like it to be. From the moment we wake up, clinging to what is seen and heard and experienced through the senses.
And why do so often you forget all that you see?
Because of the strong accumulated ignorance and attachment and so little wisdom arising in a day, there's forgetfulness almost all day long.
We focus on attachment, not dosa.
Well, with no attachment, no dosa. Usually we actually focus on the dosa, what we don't like. Everyone wants to get rid of the dosa, but the problem is the attachment, the clinging, as soon as we wake up.
And I think you're not just talking about the attachment now, but even vipaka is due to attachment in the past.
Could you say that in the crisis of water last time in Thailand, could we say that it's a akusala vipaka for Thailand? Wow. You know, we can't.
It's just a long, long story about floods and Thailand and people. Actually, the vipaka is just this moment of seeing now, this moment of hearing now. We can't even say, like, even if you're in the house which is being flooded, who can say whether there's akusala vipaka from moment to moment, a moment of seeing visible object, who can say whether it's akusala vipaka? So it's just an idea we have. This is vipaka, this is kusala, this is akusala. Actually, seeing is just seeing. It just sees visible object. It doesn't matter what it sees. The problem is not the moments of seeing or hearing. The problem is the attachment and ignorance that follows the seeing instantly.
And I think, as you were saying earlier about understanding karma without understanding reality, actually is a problem if you don't understand karma and vipaka in terms of reality and think in terms of situations and concepts. It can be very misleading.
We can go through, you can go all through life thinking the problems in our life are the weather, the floods, the politicians, the housing conditions, other people, but actually the only problems in life, the moments of attachment and ignorance, and particularly wrong view that arises now.
Are you sure that there can be right understanding of the danger of reality which arises at the moment when it arises? Mm-hmm. See, possible?
Yes, I'm sure.
But not probable.
probable in terms of future lifetime, not this lifetime.
Sometimes.
It has to be when it's the developed banya. Mm-hmm.
I think that the more understanding of realities there is, the more understanding there is of seeing or visible object or hearing or sound now, the more understanding develops, the more it has to begin to see mm-hmm. the danger, those realities.
When it arises, see.
Because it begins to see more and more that it is those realities that are the problem in life, not the conventional stories or the ideas, but the very moment of seeing and hearing and like, dislike.
So it's not a matter of forest or redfish. Or the world. That's why we study, in order to have more confidence on panya, which can arise and experience reality right now, and understand better and better about the danger of the conditioned realities.
Down.
Otherwise, one likes to go somewhere and have some other experience, instead of develop understanding of reality right now. Because seeing is the same no matter where and when. And we will begin to understand the ayatana better. Because when we talk about seeing and the four ayatana, the visible object and the eye sense and the citta and cetasika, nothing is there at all. No world. So one object is object of understanding, developing on and on from time to time. So no doubt about experiencing reality as it is at this moment.
So just getting back to what we began with today, and before you came in we were talking about hearing the Dhamma as a condition for understanding, and the voice of another, right? Mm-hmm. I forget the Pali, something, Parita Gosa or something.
Parita Gosa.
Thank you. So I guess thinking of a question from Robert's point of view, he might wonder whether there are some things, some activities or things that are more likely to result in hearing the Dhamma than other activities or things.
Like tuning on one of Ajahn's tapes, for
example. Oh, yeah, for example.
Right.
Or standing at the
edges. compare hands up at the
edges. It doesn't matter at all what one is doing. Only right understanding develops, can condition the understanding of reality right now, or right then.
If there is understanding, would one stand on one leg by
it
the Ganges?
It doesn't matter at all. Because right understanding is different from wrong understanding.
Yes.
And we think that that is the strange position.
Yes.
Right? But can there be understanding of a reality at that time? By
yes.
conditions.
But if that person believes it's the standing up on one leg that's
if
helping
Buddha
him.
If Buddha went there
and
talked
to him. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, Buddha did talk to someone like that.
But don't feel happy to have such strange position because it's conditioned by wrong understanding.
Yeah.
Why that position? See?
I think your point is it's useless to say to that person, don't go and stand on one leg or don't go to the forest. More useful to just talk about present realities.
Well, how about the discussion we had with Kun, the lady who likes Sun-chan, who likes to see lights and sing when she's meditating. And I said, well, fine, whatever, you know, gets you through the night as long as you listen to Dharma. But the I think, Sarah, you were kind of saying no, you
don't
should
forget,
stop doing that.
Don't forget, as long as you understand the teachings.
Mm.
One can read, but no understanding.
Yeah.
The point is that if one says one is going to do this because one thinks it is a way to have more understanding, it's wrong, so one can point out the wrong view at such time.
Mm.
Just like if someone said to me they're going to Burma to memorize Pali because they think this is then if it's wrong view one points it out.
They are hoping that listening to Ajahn, studying Nina's books, reading the Tipitaka, they're hoping that they can gain more understanding from doing that.
Hoping and expecting is
you say that
a
same thing.
Yeah. Hoping. Because again it comes to the present reality now.
Anyone
so.
Can read Tipitaka, but does that person understand?
Mm-hmm.
What is meant?
Not
see?
Mm-hmm.
To read is different from study carefully.
But I think that we can say that if it's hoping and expecting, it's not as dangerous as if there is it's wrong view, but it can come in any time.
The point is just having understanding of the reality.